Sports.com.
We've been really focused on getting our crews out there and making sure that we can get the power up and running safely and reliably. Customers have a range of ways to communicate with us. They can text with us. We've been leveraging social media.
It's also taken out part of the mall, the JCPenney building. We've had minor injuries, to my knowledge right now, no deaths.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, talking about the big storms in the Midwest. And that's all those tornadoes, 65 of them, they say. That's what the Weather Service got reports of anyway. A lot of storm trackers out there calling in what they saw. And the scene was pretty horrific in a couple of key areas, some rural areas with lots of people, however, in them, like Washington, Illinois, Peoria was hit, and Kokomo, Indiana, states of emergency declared in some of those spots, and sad to see the familiar threads of what's left of homes and whatnot that we've seen before far too often lately, really, in the past 2 years. How many devastating tornadoes have we seen, and then how many have there been? We're used to be, wow, an incredible cloud came through and, wreaked havoc with so many on one side of the street, and then others were fine on the other side. But this time, it seems like we're seeing a lot of tornadoes that are being spawned and spin off into bigger twisters. And the key thing is many people were able to get into basements and get away from those clouds as best they could, because all of a sudden they're there and you know what happens on the ground, and people have seen enough of the destruction and the death to be aware of it. And in those places, they know they're in a tornado spot where that's always a possibility. However, this isn't really the time of year for that, so there weren't expectations that they would be dealing with any kind of a tornado. Of course, Mother Nature, anything can happen, but warm temperatures just set the perfect storm in motion, and that's really what happened. When the temperatures came in the way they did in the 60s, upper 60s and 70s, up to 75 in some places, it just created a multi-state outbreak is what happened, because it spread across different parts of the Midwest. I mentioned a couple of those key areas, and people are trying to pick up the pieces as the best they can. 6 people now confirmed dead, and dozens of others were injured. A few people injured badly enough on their head through flying debris and whatnot that they had to spend the night in a hospital. And can't say enough about trying to help those folks. And there have been a lot of people who have rushed to the aid of the people in Illinois and Indiana and parts of Michigan and Missouri where they've been hit by those clouds. And thank goodness, that's the kind of country we are. There is a sense of community. And if it's not happening to you, you know, it has maybe happened in the past or could happen, and you just never know when it's your turn. So bravo to all the people who have rushed there to try to give out water and try to get people calm and help them pick through whatever the remains are of their stuff, frankly, that is just thrown across the streets. If you can even see the streets, because it just looks like a pile of rubble in some of those cases. Coming up here on this version of America Tonight, talking about a couple of other odds and ends too. We don't want to make it all pounding you into the ground with some of the horrific things that are happening. Give you a few other things to talk about, including, although this could be horrific for some people, the PlayStation certainly is alive and well. I just was reading this morning. 1 million PlayStations sold in the first 24 hours. Gaming could not be bigger. But it's the first in 7 years, and they have social kind of features on it too. Streaming video apps, a touchpad on the controller. It's compatible with 20 games. And they expect to even expand that. So it'll go head-to-head with Microsoft's Xbox One. That goes on sale on Friday. Sony says they'll probably sell about 5 million PlayStation 4s by the end of March, and they think the demand will just keep going through Christmas, you know, all the way through that the following year. So how about that 1 million PlayStations in just 24 hours? So people are still doing the gaming thing, or they wouldn't sell that many. I just can't. I heard some of these lines were long. I can't imagine, and maybe because I just have never done it, I can't imagine waiting in line for hours on end to get in a store and get the first PlayStation. You would really, this would have to really be a giant passion. You'd have to really be obsessed, I think, to want to do that. But it is like the demand for technology. It's like the new Apple phones. Anytime one's released, a lot of the stores, people are lining up, being one of the, want to be one of the first to get it. And they're willing to do that instead of wait to go and get it. And the same with the PlayStation, because they're selling them out, you know, just like that, in a blink of an eye. You get to the store, and if you're too far behind in the pack, then you won't get it. It's sort of like early crazy Christmas shopping, is what they're saying with that. And our daily salute right at the top, because this is an incredible story. Somebody earlier in the night sent me a text on this, but Grinnell College has a player, Jack Taylor, and of course that's Division III. Last year, he dropped 138 points in a single game. 138 points. How about that? And he did it again Sunday afternoon against a college from Rochester, Minnesota called Crossroads. Another 100 points plus, 109 points. To be exact, 109 points. He must be exhausted when that happens. 109 points on 70 shots. So the average was 1.58, which is an incredible average. 50% from long range, knocked down just 38% of his threes. That was the weaker point during last year's record. But it's just crazy how hot his hand is. And they call him the big part of the bomb squad, because that's exactly what he's doing. And he, in the 70 shots in the 40 minutes, it's shoot as fast as you can. It has to be, or he wouldn't get that many up. But that's an amazing feat. Somebody said to me, well, I wouldn't want to play with this guy, because what do you think he is if you were going to describe him? He's a ball hog. How could he make that many points if he's not hogging up the ball? And I say, touche. If he's got the shot and he can take it and he sets a record, good for him. Why not? That's why he gets the daily salute. Let him get the record. Come on. Give me a break there. And I know I couldn't do it. I never had a great shot anyway when we would play in gym, or we had a team in high school, but that's amazing. He is knocking down shots from all over the place. It'd be fun to see this kid develop. All right, stay with us. Test drone hurting a Navy ship. What happened? It hit a Navy ship. We'll talk about that and a few other things too. Coming up around the bend.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Seen, and one of the more frightening pictures too. You know, they talk about pit bulls. I have a friend that has a dog that's part pit bull, but not full on pit bull. And in Lauderhill, Florida, there's a woman who said that a pair of pits chewed through a quarter panel of her Toyota. She said she never saw anything like it in her life. They bit through the car. The dogs chased a cat to the car. The cat was resting, and that's what they started to pull it apart. So then the woman who watched this happen says, man, if they're doing that to a car, what can they do to kids? There's two schools in the area. So the animal control people there said they didn't have any reports of stray pit bulls in the neighborhood, and they're trying to find them because that would be a problem if they're tearing apart the car. You know, she's right. If the kids encountered the dogs, who knows what would happen there. There's two trains of thoughts on pit bulls. Because of what people have done to them, the whole fighting dog thing, that's what's started to pollute the breed. But I think you'd have to, unless it's mixed, I think you'd have to be think really hard, long and hard about what you're doing with the dog, what you're looking for from a dog, especially that kind where there is, they do have the attack mode because they've been trained for the attack, the attack, the attack. And that would be, boy, that'd be tough. If the dog's chewing through a car panel, I mean the front of it, ooh. That, to me, that is bad. That is a bad signal to look out. All right, speaking of a bad signal, I've noticed this trend. You know what a hookah is? It almost looks like those old-fashioned bongs that people used to smoke in dorm rooms. Now, high school students and college students are smoking these hookah things, and they're saying that this is hurting them because it's like e-cigarettes. They can't guarantee that this isn't damaging you for future cancer or whatever. Last year, 6.7% of middle school students, 23.3% of high school students in a survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that they had used a tobacco product at least one time in the past month. One time. And I think a lot of those places are definitely filled with high school students. And that's crazy because I think they're believe anyway that they're replacing one thing for another, but if that smoke is harmful, then that's not the case at all. And that's so that's pretty scary, and it's pretty scary. I guess they're allowed to come in and just smoke, and they're not questioned about it, which is surprising. I mean, I'm talking about the younger people. Surprising they wouldn't catch that and card them or, you know, whatever. But didn't happen. They didn't have their wings clipped, I guess, at this point. The other thing I wanted to throw in, because we've talked about NASA so much on the show. We've had my pal Rod Pyle on, who's produced all kinds of documentaries and shows and whatnot for NASA on the West Coast. And NASA, apparently, the newest Mars flyer, they say the purpose is to explore atmosphere. So how about that? They hope that it lives up to its know-it-all kind of existence. The explorer called the Maven is supposed to blast off this Monday for 10 months to the red planet. So it'll orbit Mars, study the atmosphere, try to understand how the planet morphed from warm and wet to cold and dry. Because what is a Maven? An expert, a trusted expert. So $670 million mission. It's NASA's 21st crack at Earth's most enticing neighbor. And this is right after the Curiosity, the rover, which is still pretty strong after its arrival. It's still okay. So when Maven reaches Mars next September, it's going to be up there with, this is the cool part. And sometimes you have to look up in the sky and you may get a glimpse, but three functioning spacecraft, two U.S. and one European. And then there's also an Indian orbiter, they say, that will be arriving about the same time. And people want to know about Mars. When you talk about planets, the one thing they want to know is Mars, Mars, Mars. The curiosity factor is pretty high, so that's why they can spend all that money, because of the interest being driven in that direction. Direction, rather. And NASA has really attempted the most launches, 20 in all, and their success rate is 70%. Russia has 18 Mars launches, but 14% success rate. China collaborated on one with the Russian, and that was a flop. Europe and Japan have attempted one Martian mission visit, but it's kind of been mixed results, if you will. So how about that? I mean, this is a lot of money spent in one direction, but if you ask anyone what they wanted to see, they would say Mars, 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 and knowing that that's playing to the people's wishes, I think that was inevitable, that was going to get up there and they were going to use that and look at a few things, like as much as possible the terrain, before they try to catapult anyone in that direction, which makes sense. Let them go, you know, look at it now, see what happens, see what information we get back, and then see if it's safe for someone to do that. And time will tell when it's up there gathering information. All right, I said in a previous hour I was going to talk about this. A Navy ship has been hit by a drone, a malfunctioning drone. It was an aerial target drone. It crashed into the Navy ship off the coast of Southern California on Saturday. So two sailors had minor burns, and the two Navy ships were involved in tracking the unmanned drone as part of a training exercise on Saturday afternoon when it malfunctioned and collided with the USS Chancellorville, which was a guided missile cruiser. They luckily didn't have anyone seriously injured on board. There was about 300 people that were actually on the ship at the time. It was actually going back to the big naval base in San Diego for a check, basically. They look at it for repairs, and they do an now they're going to be doing an investigation into what ultimately happened there, but that's never a good thing. And certainly the Navy doesn't want to have that happen, because the whole argument over, well, see, drones malfunction, look what happened here. And what happens if that malfunction occurs overseas when we have certain targets and something goes awry and ends up killing a bunch of innocent people, then that's called collateral damage. And we can't afford collateral damage after what's happened with drones before. What a big deal has been made about drones. And certainly we don't want the drones flying around in our own neighborhood spying on us. I would have to agree with the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, about that. But when it comes to drones and warfare, this is it. This is the new frontier. But practicing and honing it is obviously a big thing, which is what happened there. They were tracking the drone. It was a training deal, and it didn't work out in the training deal. And this is a, you know, the USS Chancellorville is a guided missile cruiser, as I said. So that part is not good news at all. Once again, stay with us. We're climbing the wall to the other side.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talk with veterans today on this, of all days, very important day. And really throughout this whole week, we're celebrating Veterans Day. That's the way I feel, certainly, with people in my own family. He's the CEO of the McAllen Group, and his name is Bruce Parkham, Sergeant Major Retired Bruce Parkham. He went into the Army in 1980, spent 2 decades plus 1 in service, and that included 18 years in the Green Berets. Boy, that is a one tough group. They never leave a man behind, and if I needed help, I'd go to the Green Berets. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
So talk about, I wanted to wind the clock back for a minute and take you back to 1980 and your decision to go to the Army, and do you remember what that was like, and do you remember when you went through basic and you realized, wow, I'm really in this, and when you could feel that camaraderie with the group you were involved with?
Yeah, I mean, my road to the Green Berets is a lot different from most. My decision to join the Army was kind of made by my father when he informed me that my only options after high school were to get out of the house or join the Army. And so I promptly selected one of them, and he took me down to the recruiters, and I went in 1980 and actually joined the infantry. There were no direct roads to special forces at that time in 1980 that I was aware of at the time. And spent 3.5 years in the infantry, and was in Germany. Started to really feel that the Army was my only hope. I was a very confused young man, a lot of issues at that time. And as a matter of fact, I ended up in Special Forces because my first sergeant, who was a Green Beret combat veteran with MACV SOG, which was the classified Special Forces operation in Vietnam, when I took a look at me, I talked about being a Green Beret, and I had actually caused so much trouble that he had typed up my paperwork to kick me out of the Army and at the same time offered me a Special Forces packet, and he told me to select one. And because he said it was the only place that I would really thrive. As a young man, I had a lot going for me, but it wasn't going to happen in the regular Army. So I once again made a choice and entered the Green Berets in 1984 and stayed until my retirement in early 2001.
Wow, so you get into Special Forces. What was it like being going from infantry? I love the story, by the way, that you didn't have a choice again. So you move from infantry level to now Special Forces Green Beret. And as I said, I have some friends that are Green Berets. They are awesome guys. And they, like I said, if I was ever in trouble, they're the first two guys that I would call. What was it like being part of that group?
It was just unimaginable to go from the regular Army, where there's so much structure and rules, to an environment where basically you're so empowered as a sergeant to do to run classes, to develop classes, to lead troops in deployment for combat and do training, and I mean the level of empowerment that you have there is just unlike anything else. It's truly a democratic entity. I mean, we have very high rank structure, but we all work so closely together that rank is immaterial. It's a meritocracy. You are selected to do what you do because you're better than anybody else. And after you go through all that training, and you know, which is airborne school, and then you get your phase one back then, which is like a mini ranger course for 4 weeks of small unit tactics and survival training. And then you go as a combo man, which I was, 8 weeks of Morse code training, then another 8 weeks of communications training, and another 4 weeks of field training to get your Green Beret. And you just meet these unbelievable men that had done so much in your life, and they were such great mentors. I mean, I'd been raised by Vietnam vets all the way up until then. It was great, and it was. And I knew that once I had put that green hat on and I got my first operational detachment and we deployed, I was stationed in Panama at that time and we had a battalion there, and I deployed in my first trip to the middle of the Amazon jungle in Peru to work with their special forces in a place that we didn't even have maps for. We were so far out in the Amazon basin, we didn't have map coverage. I knew that I had found my home.
Yeah, wow, in the middle of nowhere, no maps, nothing. You have to have incredible, I mean, what would you say, what are the key attributes to being good with Special Forces, to be a candidate for Special Forces, and to really be a member of the Green Berets where you can stick with that core, it's not too much? What are the three things you have to have?
Well, I would say that, based on what we look for, our requirements in the military and our mission relies on a key attribute that, most other military organizations, to include the elite ones, never ever look for. And that is the ability to build rapport. It's that, that ability to build a level of respect between you as an American and an indigenous person from any other culture, to build that rapport that's necessary to go ahead and, facilitate your mission and get accomplished what needs to be done for this country. Other than that, the ability to work outside the box, to think outside the box. We're a very unregimented organization. I mean, our men are given a mission. I've seen it. But we've dropped 12 men. That's the size of our ODAs. Our unit is a team of 12 individuals. That's all. We'll get dropped off in the middle of the country with nothing else than to say, we'll be back in 6 months, take this unit and build a ranger, ranger battalion out of it. And we'll get dropped off. And that's our mission. We have very minimal oversight. And because of the maturity of our men, we get this thing done. So the ability to build rapport, the ability to think outside the box, and then maturity. We look for maturity in our individuals far beyond their years. I'd say those are the, you know, three key attributes that we look for that other units, you know, don't look for. You hear about, you know, the Navy SEALs and the Army Rangers and Delta Force and all these guys. I mean, they're all, you know, they look for, you know, physical fitness, of course, and mental toughness and stamina. And that's, I consider that the base of what we look for in special forces. And then those other attributes of what I look for that are above and beyond what most other organizations seek in their people.
Yeah, well said. So taking those attributes, one of the many places where you were dropped off was Kosovo. Wow. Was that at the height of the action that was over there? Because it was crazy at times.
Yes, I took the first group. It was called a Special Operations and Command and Control Element, a SOCC. I was the company sergeant major of the company that was selected to bring the first Special Forces guys into Kosovo after the air war. We did have a couple of other SF units on the ground when we landed. We were the first organized command structure to show up, and we built. That goes to something that, you know, I was talking about earlier about the ability to think outside the box. When we showed up in Kosovo, there was no military structure at all. Nothing. I mean, we were sitting in the field. They were dropping connexes off, helicopters flying away. And in 6 months, we built the entire special operations infrastructure that exists to this day that's still supporting activities in Kosovo 13 years later. And, you know, I was the only guy in the company because I had served in the El Salvadorian conflict for a year and a half. I was really the only guy in my company that had seen combat. So I was able to provide that level of mentorship to my men, which was key at that time because this was, you know, prior to 9/11, and able to really lead them in a direction that, you know, some other sergeant majors might not have been able to do because of my experience in El Salvador.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Now you move from that, you make the transition from those hairy areas where you were first guy in, that kind of stuff, and teaching and whatnot on the fly and being able to think outside the box, to the CEO of McAllen. Tell us about that group and what you do.
Well, when I left the Army in 2001, I'm going to ramble a little bit because it's all key. Back before 9/11, and this gets to the crux of what we're doing now with the Green Beret Foundation, there were no job opportunities for veterans, and I was literally unemployed for a year. And I was playing semi-pro rugby just for something to do. I was engaged and getting married. Anyways, when I got my first job, I was fortunate enough, in a weird way, after the towers fell, to be called up first. The unit I was with was called up to support the invasion. So I was a retired technician, and because the unit, which was all civilians and engineers, did not know how to deploy, I was able to, you know, because of my experience, deploy them. We went to an area in Africa, and we flew a bunch of missions over Afghanistan helping out the invasion force. And I got my first look at defense contracting, and I didn't like the way companies treated people. I didn't like the way companies were treating their customers. So I formed my own company in 2002, and my partner and I grew that from when he got out of the Army. He came and helped me out, and we grew that to a very large portfolio of companies around the world, one of which we sold last year. And I am now on my own as the McAllen Group, and we specialize in defense intelligence services, product development, software development, and cybersecurity services in our group of companies.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for your service, Sergeant Major retired Bruce Parkham. What an interesting story. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, anytime. Thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing for our veterans, and I appreciate your support. You have a great night.
Thanks. Thank you, too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Bucks will run the ball on second down. Bobby Rainey squirts through. Finds Davey. He's to the 20, to the 25, 20. Foot race to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Bobby Rainey's done it again. Fire the cannons.
Campbell takes the shotgun snap. Checks it down again to Obanaya. And he loses the football. The Bengals skip it up. Podcast perfect. Touchdown. Baby. Bengals. Oh. As Obanaya spin up the pig. Podcast perfect. Scooped and scored.
First and 5. Empty backfield. Back to throw again. He's got Clay in the slot. He's got a first down and more. 20. Still running on the feet. Oh, 5. Touchdown. Clay. Wow.
Shotgun snap to Wilson on second down, and Denver's going to go for it all.
Doug Baldwin in the back of the end zone. He reaches up. Touchdown, Seahawks. In the back right corner of the end zone. Over and between two defenders. Doug Baldwin.
Nolzine takes the snap.
Pass intercepted. He threw it right. Picked off by a jumping Jason Pierre-Paul, and he runs it in for the touchdown.
McGloin's on wide right. Here's the fly sweep motion. A fake. Jennings will keep it. Left side. Big run.
Runs over Slaringer. 40. 50 of 40. 30. Down the sideline. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown! Raiders!
On the left hash angle.
End zone pressure coming. Pass away is caught over the middle for a first down by Floyd. Breaks the tackle 30 at the 40. Gets rid of another defender at the 50. At the 40. At the 30. Big chase to the 20. The 10 to 5. Touchdown. A 91-yard touchdown by Carson Palmer to Michael Floyd.
That's the familiar voice of Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. And what a big game for them. Our weekly re-rack, great job as always, Matt Johnson with the music and the highlights. And that was a highlight because the Eagles end up topping the NFC East. And finally, a little bit of a breakthrough in a showdown against the Washington Redskins, who are just not making the grade whatsoever, RG3. Although Philly, in the end, kind of barely hung on. If you looked at the score, 24-16, but finally they win that first home game, so that was big for them. I think there were some other things that were pretty interesting in the NFL this week. Matt, Chicago, I keep mentioning about Soldier Field being evacuated 2 hours. They end up winning in overtime 23-20. I thought it was only fitting that after that delay that they pulled it out. But there were a couple of, I think, interesting games. And one of them also included the second win for Tampa Bay. They beat Atlanta 41-28, but that was at home. And I think after that first win, they were going to pick up another win. And the game that everybody was watching was the Sunday night game. Denver beats Kansas City 27-17. So it's the first loss for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look across the NFL, the NFC is very muddled. You have the Packers, who got off to a pretty good start. They lose Aaron Rodgers. Now they've lost three games in a row. They had total control of the NFC North. They let the Bears and the Lions back into it. The NFC East, I don't know how the Eagles are winning that division, but they are because at 6-5. I don't know what's going on in there because it seems like everyone keeps losing in the NFC East, and then now they're beating up on each other, and the Eagles have climbed back atop that division. And then if you look over in the AFC, you just have some dominant teams in the AFC. The Chiefs, you know, they get their first loss today, the Broncos. The Broncos are really good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Colts, they're 7-3. They're on a pretty decent streak, you know. But I don't really see the dominance like in the NFC other than the Seahawks. And it's pretty much the Seahawks and nothing else. You have the Saints. They're at 8-2. They're on a two-game win streak. But it's very muddled.
Yeah, I agree. AFC is much more potent than the NFC. There's no question about that. And you said that in what I mentioned, the Eagles pulling out the first home win, but who really wants to take it in the East especially? It's just a toss-up of the worst and a little bit better than the worst. Really, the Cowboys and the Eagles, I guess. In the end, they probably fight it out. But it's just not the dominant NFC that you're used to seeing.
Two teams that I can't figure out what happened to them are the Falcons and the Texans. These were two teams last year that were in the playoffs. I believe I'm correct on that. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that.
Right.
They can't win a game anymore.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, just jumping from one year to the next, how does that happen? Because you're right. If I had seen that's why I pointed that out with Atlanta. If I had seen that game, if I was looking at that game coming up into the season, I would have thought, wow, that's going to be an easy game for them. They're going to take that, and they're not. I don't know what happened to Atlanta. They have Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, and things were looking like they were going to be good again, and they've fallen apart. There are a couple of teams that have had the same strange thing. I mean, look at the Giants. They beat Green Bay. You talked about that. But the Giants, I mean, how good are the Giants? Is this just sort of a lucky win for them? The defensive end, Jason Pierre-Paul, with an incredible 24-yard fourth-quarter interception return, made the difference. And they won their fourth game in a row, but how have they won their games? You know?
I mean, that's kind of the thing. The Giants, a few weeks ago, I remember that, the Vikings-Giants game, I believe it was Sunday Night Football, was one of the worst football games I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
and
terrible.
How terrible the Giants looked, but the Vikings were just that much worse, so they ended up, you know, the Giants ended up winning. But if you look at that, it's like, okay, Coughlin, pretty established coach, gets the team going in the right direction, they're on a four-game win streak. I'm saying he, you know, and he's got the 07 and the 2011 Super Bowl rings, probably going to keep his job. But there's going to be a lot of coaching changes. The Vikings staff's going to be gone. Falcons are probably going to be gone. Bucks are probably going to be gone. I would think Shanahan's probably gone in Washington, too.
Yeah, shaky.
It looks like a shaky situation there. And then you have the Texans coach blinking on his Kubiak. He's probably going to be gone. I mean, that was the team that is just always on the cusp of great things, and they finally get to the playoffs, lose the game, and now they're just completely out of it again. I think there's going to be an overhaul there. There's going to be a lot of coaches looking for jobs.
Oh, yeah. Pink slip department. You might be talking about 5, 6, maybe even more. Absolutely. And, you know, here we are. We're week 11, boom, in the NFL. And now we got up until 17. I can't believe we're this far in the season. And we'll see. Fantasy football, it's heating up for a lot of people. The straight-up pools has been pretty interesting for sure. The things that have happened in the NFL this year, the crazy bullying thing. And then you have Trent Williams who's saying that an ump swore at him, cursed him out. So that's the Redskins' left tackle. He's saying that Roy Ellison did that during a drive that was late in that Sunday game against the Eagles. And he said he was disrespectful. So now the NFL is saying that they're going to look into it. And it's been a crazy kind of season, I think, for the NFL, topping it off with who knows what kind of weather they're going to get at the Super Bowl, which is going to be held in New York, of all things. So, you know, rounding out this segment, I wanted to throw this in because I know a lot of you listening are huge college football fans. The top 16 right now, or the top 10 really the way it is after this weekend in college ball, Alabama, not surprisingly, stays on top. Florida State is 2, Ohio State 3 in the poll. And then how about Baylor University? They've been wild to watch. Baylor is probably one of the biggest teams being debated in 2013 as how deserving they are because they're undefeated at this point. Oregon is 5th, depending on the poll you look at. 6th is Auburn. Clemson is 7. And Mizzou has been fun to watch. Just one loss, very much a part of the BCS title picture. One loss for Missouri.
It's too bad that the playoffs aren't starting yet.
Wouldn't it
be great to have Florida State, Alabama, Baylor, and, you know, throw in whatever fourth team you want in there. I mean, that would just be fantastic, and we're going to miss out on that.
I know. I agree. I was thinking that today, that at least, thank goodness, after all these years of people complaining about a playoff system, finally next year they're going to get it. But there's going to be some people, there are going to be some teams that are going to be shortchanged, I think, and that argument over who truly deserves to go to the title game, that's going to become very, very big. And it's fitting maybe in one way because it just illustrates the reason why there should have been a playoff system in the first place. And thank goodness there's going to be one next year.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.